We've seen the pictures and heard the horror stories from Haiti. Doctors from all over the world journeyed to the earthquake-ravaged island to help however they could, practicing what one doctor called civil war medicine. They had inadequate supplies and an overwhelming number of patients in agony. How has the experience affected those doctors' lives since they've returned home? We're joined by two such doctors who traveled to Haiti in the relief effort, and each came back with the experience affecting them in very different ways. Dr. Stephen Landau is a family physician from Raleigh. He practices in Smithfield, North Carolina. And Dr. John Ford is an associate professor of epidemiology at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in Maryland. Dr. Landau, good morning.
Good morning.
You've gone on mission trips before, correct?
Yes.
Including Haiti now. Have you experienced anything before like you saw in Haiti, or was it unique for you?
This was unique in terms of being more intense than anything I had witnessed before.
More intense medically or in terms of overall human suffering?
A little bit medically, more injuries to take care of, but more in terms of human suffering. Just every place you would go were tent cities, people sleeping out on the streets and crying for help, saying, "Help, my house is broken, do something for me." Children begging for food on the streets and asking for water.
And now you're back in the United States. I'm going to assume you have a relatively comfortable doctor's life. I'm going to assume that, if I may, because you're a highly trained physician. Difficult to come back to a comfortable and clean and safe environment after seeing what you saw?
Always is to some extent. You go to the Golden Corral, see people eating at the trough.
Indeed.
The comparison is always somewhat difficult.
Dr. John Ford from the Bloomberg School at Johns Hopkins, I imagine that maybe going to the grocery store and seeing the opulence that we have after experiencing Haiti might have been difficult for you.
Absolutely, and I have a 10-year-old, and I find myself constantly reminding him nowadays of, and we'd always done that, but it's a bit more intense now to remember what kids his age are going through in Haiti, so it heightens your consciousness.
Well, John Ford, doctors like you, nurses, are trained to see blood and guts. They're trained to see what most of us would think of as unspeakable sights, and to see a lot of suffering. So we might ask ourselves why it's not just another day at the office for you.
It's not, for a number of reasons. I'm originally from Haiti, and the places where I went and the people I saw are people I would have seen in ordinary life in my first 16 years. I have lots of relatives in Haiti. And it's human suffering, so it hurts no matter where you are, but it had a special resonance for me personally. And but I'm glad, on the other hand, that because of my background, I was able to connect with people and attend to some of their needs. And but the bottom line is that doctors were needed there.
Stephen Landau, I might get a little bit personal if I can. After seeing what you did see, would you describe any of the aftermath to you along the spectrum of post-traumatic difficulties, post-traumatic stress?
An interesting phenomenon. I work with AMURT, which is the Anandamarga Universal Relief Team.
Right.
I'm the president of that organization. And I went with the plan of doing medical relief and also being as president and also being as a meditation teacher, because we are a bunch of yogis who serve the world. And in doing so, I found myself getting revved up and excited, telling people what to do and shouting. And our putative style of what we're supposed to do is what we call coordinated cooperation. And so when I got, and I thought I was being centered the whole time.
It's not very yogic of you, all the shouting, yeah.
Very yogic.
Right.
And so when I got back, I got feedback from the group saying, "Oh my God, what's he doing?" And so I've had to get a little bit of counseling and develop a professional persona to add on to that, what I thought was a spiritual approach, so that I could be calm and functional and be coordinated instead of just running around telling people what to do. And so this has been a growth and development process for me personally.
Now, you're president of the organization that you work for, Anandamarga Universal Relief Team. Your experience lead you to think that maybe your organization, organizations like yours, should provide counseling to doctors and nurses who travel with you to places like Haiti. Are you doing that?
We are trying to do that. What's happened is that the intensity of what's going on, trying to provide food and shelter for people, trying to provide the medical care, takes that, and just coordinating among ourselves so that we're not duplicating efforts and so that we maximize the utilization of the limited resources that we have. You can't even hardly send money down there so easily, and let alone getting goods into Santo Domingo, schlepping them in by truck, trying to get a truck going through customs. And so all that has taken up so much of our time. Even though we do our individual and collective meditation practices, still there is a need for people to process, and that processing takes time and effort. So it's been taking a back seat, and we're trying to get it functional, but it's difficult in the face of all the heat of the operation.
Dr. John Ford at Hopkins, you went down to Haiti. You're Haitian yourself. You work with Project Medishare. Did anyone at Medishare approach you about difficult things you might see or about counseling after the fact? I mean, you're a physician, but after all, you might not have expected to see what you saw.
Nobody did.
Should they have, do you think? Should they have?
I don't necessarily think so. Medishare was, as any organization, was overwhelmed by the reality in Haiti. And as medical professionals, we are generally aware of what resources are available. But I think that under the best circumstances, yes, that might be an option. But in reality, I think most of the people I know have done really well in the absence of such counseling.
Well, Dr. John Ford is Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Johns Hopkins School of Public Health, and Dr. Stephen Landau is a family doctor from Raleigh, practicing in Smithfield, North Carolina. Both traveled to Haiti on medical relief in the earthquake zone. Gentlemen, thank you for joining us.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.